When I was 19 years old and attending the University of Maine, I'd drive from Orono to the little town of Durham, which is usually represented as Harlow in my books. I made this trip every 3 weekends or so to see my girlfriend and, coincidentally, my mother. I drove a 61 Ford station wagon, 6 in a row for more go and 3 on the tree. If you don't know, ask your dad. The car was a hand-me-down from my brother David. I-95 was less traveled in those days and nearly deserted for long stretches once Labor Day passed and the summer people went back to their workaday lives. No cell phones either, of course. If you broke down, your choices were two: fix it yourself or wait for some good Samaritan to stop and give you a lift to the nearest garage. During those 150-mile drives, I conceived a special horror of Mile 85, which was in the absolute nowhere between Gardner and Lewiston. I became convinced that if my old wagon did shit the bed, it would do so there. I could visualize it hunkered in the breakdown lane, lonely and abandoned. Would someone stop to make sure the driver was okay? That he was not, perchance, stretched out on the front seat, dying of a heart attack? Of course they would. Good Samaritans are everywhere, especially in the boondocks. People who live in the boonies take care of their own. But, I thought, suppose my old station wagon was an imposter, a monstrous trap for the unwary. I thought that would make a good story, and it did. I called it Mile 85. It was never rewritten, let alone published, because I lost it. Back then, I was dropping acid regularly, and I lost all sorts of stuff, including, for short periods, my mind. Fast forward nearly 40 years. Although Maine's long stretch of I-95 is more heavily traveled in the 21st century, traffic is still light after Labor Day, and budget cuts have forced the state to close many of the rest areas. The combined gas station and Burger King, where I consumed many Whoppers, near the Lewiston exit was one of those shut down. It stood abandoned, growing sadder and seedier behind the do-not-enter barriers marking its entrance and exit ramps. Hard winters had buckled the parking lot and weeds had sprouted through the cracks. One day, as I passed it, I recalled my...